All right. Good evening, everyone. It feels weird to do this on a Wednesday night, but nonetheless, I'm going to work hard tonight to help you guys get your listings sold. So by the end of the call tonight, hopefully you'll get some tips and tricks on what we're looking for in the office to help you sell your listing. And we're going to go specifically through one by one, through five listings, so that we can get some ideas on how we can better properly market. We're going to talk about marketing, price, condition, and location and availability. So we're going to kind of cover some of those five or six topics as we go through each listing. I am recording the call, so if you are one of the agents that we're going to be discussing their listing specifically and you wanted to jot down some notes and you just want to take it all in, you can go back and listen to the recording. Or if you need to write down some tips and tricks, that's fine as well. So let's start with the first one. I'm going to spend about 5-10 minutes on each listing, and we'll go fairly quickly. So the first one we're going to go over is 10619 91st Avenue Court Southwest in Lakewood, MLS number 980186. And this is, we're going to start with the least amount of days on market, and we'll go to the most amount of days on market. And so we're going to start with this first. The listing itself on the front photo looks fantastic. So I would say kudos to the agent for actually getting a good front photo. As I'm looking over the listing to see the input, there are some things I'm going to mention. Well, as a doctor here, if somebody was coming to me saying, hey, how do we best get the highest price? What will help me sell my house? Is there any tips or tricks you can give me, Rochelle, on this particular listing? We're going to give you some tips as we go through this. So, number one, the front photo is very important. It's the first thing people see. And it's a marketing strategy that we use when you are changing price or when you're remarketing at any point during your listing period. The first picture is probably the most important, and spend the most time with it. I even will take the front photo, and if my photographer didn't get a good front photo from the very beginning or the first time, maybe there wasn't, you know, good lighting or the sun wasn't shining on the house in the front, I may want to take another front photo on my own camera and switch that out, have some different options. So you may want to ask your photographer to do that for you. Or if you're at the property several times for other purposes, you may want to shot the front of the house at different angles, different light, so that you have some options when it comes to price reductions or you want to change up your marketing. Anytime you change up your marketing remarks or your price, you also should change your front photo. That's kind of a trick of the trade. So on this one, even though the front looks good, I still would probably crop out all the street, maybe keep the sidewalk, but maybe crop a little more of the street out so that it's more focused on the house. And the reason why I like the front photo is because you want the door to stand out more than the garage. So when you're taking the photo, if you are doing your own photo, take it from the angle where you are entering the front door. That is usually your best shot, and less of the garage. Okay, so enough about the front photo. We're going to talk about the price. And, you know, being that it's only 7 days on the market in Lakewood, that may not be bad. But the other thing I wanted to mention is the agent remarks. That is some valuable words that you can use in the agent remarks. And it looks like it could be updated even right now. Easy to show vacant with MLS key box on the front door. Anytime you put something in the agent remarks, you actually have the ability to state more to help those other agents sell your property. So think about your agent remarks as an opportunity to help you sell the place or give them some strategic ideas on how to structure their offers. I like that, you know, they've indicated that there's an open house, so it's front and center. However, you know, it's past August 2nd. It's now August 3rd. So now we're taking away valuable space there, and it should be replaced with something else. I like title also in the agent remarks. Anything that would help me as a buyer's agent write a winning offer would go in the agent remarks or help me show the property in its best light. that's the type of information that you should put in your agent remarks, or making it, you know, as far as availability, making it as available as possible. So this listing actually gets a 5 stars on availability, and you'll see as we go through the next 4 listings, it may not be the case. Having it show vacant or having not having to schedule an appointment actually gets attracts a wider audience than if you have a property owner in the property and you have to schedule the appointment. So this one is vacant, gets high marks because of that. As I go through, I do like the way it's all inputted. There wasn't a lot of missing fields. The one thing I would note, though, is you do want to check your area number and your community. I'm not as well-versed in Lakewood as I probably should be, but the community, when I do a search around a quarter mile of this property, I'm finding a community of Lake Louise, and that might be more desirable or less desirable depending on the type of buyer. So you may want to look at your area number and your community and make sure that it reflects where it truly is, or you know, it's a tagline that kind of gets attract to other websites. It's also important to note that if, for example, you're within, I think it's a half mile to 1 mile from an area number. So for example, if this listing was in Bothell and there's an area number 38 for Bothell and then there's an area number 40 for Mill Creek, you actually can list it in, it's called a double listing, and you can put it in both area numbers when you are about a mile away from that area. So that has helped us sell a listing because we have double listed. It does cost, I think, $50 to double list it. But when you're on a border of, say, for example, I was talking with another agent, Faircrest is where her city was. Well, she may want to double list that in a different city or area number so that she attracts not just the people looking in Faircrest. As you know, Faircrest is in the Tacoma area, and she may want to double list it. So it's in Faircrest, but also shows in the Tacoma area. So very important to focus and know your areas and your communities and fill in the project if you know the project so that people can easily know the location. When we talk about some of the key elements of selling properties, location, location, location is number one. And if that area or community or project is incorrect or not showcased in the areas it needs to be showcased in, you can lose attention or not grab a wider net to attract the buyers. As far as going through this one and looking at other ways to get exposure, if the agent's going to do another open house, you probably should list it as an open house down here. Even Brokers Open should be listed as an open house. When you, just like when you upload photos, you can add another open house and times, and you can post date those for later. There's no rule on when you can post the times, and then that way you're attracting a lot of agents who search for open houses in a certain area, and they're more likely to find your listing that way by doing it on the MLS as an actual field entry. When I look at the supplementary documents, it's always important to have a legal description in Form 17, so this listing gets high marks on that. And as I look at the marketing remarks, because that's really important, that's, you know, usually the front photo and the marketing remarks are really what stands out on all the syndication that we do. No cookie cutter, tract home, solidly built. This agent did a great job of writing some remarks that really talk about the type of property or the lifestyle of the property, but rather than, you know, this is a three-bedroom, nice three-bedroom, two-bath home. Well, that sounds like every house. We're trying to distinguish or differentiate ourselves in a crowded space, even though in a lot of areas it's not crowded. We still want to differentiate and make it sound exciting to come check out. One thing I would mention, though, when you're writing remarks is you do want to look for ways to not have somebody rule it out. For example, like where it says 4 generous bedrooms plus bonus room, 5-piece master bath, you know, so if somebody was looking for, say, a 5-bedroom home, would they kind of after they read four generous bedrooms plus bonus room, would they opt to go a different direction? I don't know. This is actually okay. This is actually a bad example. It's the ones where the very first sentence says three bedroom, two bath. Well, if you look at the square footage, sometimes, like this listing says, bigger inside than it looks, sometimes you're actually going to be able to showcase more square footage, and you're not going to have this be one of the ones they decide not to look at. So keep that in mind when you're writing marketing remarks. You're wanting to describe a lifestyle, the amenities, things that you would not be able to describe in pictures, and then obviously adjust your agent remarks to give some more information about how an agent would put together a strong offer, what kind of things to keep in mind. That's how you talk to the agents through the agent remarks. And then the pictures, I'm going to go through a couple of them real quick because, like I said, that could be the reason why you're not getting as many showings. It could be just where you place the photos in the lineup. People go through and scroll through too, and they're like, oh, that's a side yard, really big on a hill. Oh wow, it's really on a hill, you know, by three and four. So what you may want to do is keep the front photo, right? You have some other options of some other side views and things like that. I'd put more of the exterior side views and things like that toward the end and get these people right inside the house, because that's where you're going to have the most money, is when they actually go into the house. So that's another good front photo that you could use, although I do like the one that they selected to start out with. But this may be held back and used if they need to reduce the price or they need to remarket it. I may switch out the front photo with something like photo number four. So I want to get people into the house in my first, you know, second, third, fourth photos. And you got to think about it, you know, should we go into the entry? Should we go into the living room? Where's money? Where does most people spend their time? So that might be the shot, you know, because it's open, probably not the hall. Maybe that's the shot. And with this shot, I would lighten things up. There's photo editing software that's very easy and inexpensive to use, and just lightening up the front foreground might actually make this pop a little bit more. And that would be probably the second or third photo I'd use. Oh, there's a better one. So you may want to lighten this up a little bit. There's less lighting in the front. I can almost tell when there's a professional photographer or if it's something you guys take on your cell phone cameras. So be careful on that. It makes a lot of sense sometimes to hire a photographer. I mean, we have photographers that will range anywhere from $50-$60 all the way up to $350, depending on what you're looking to do. And they're all in our resource guide. So there's some options in case you need to reshoot or remarket the property. You might want to spend some money to actually have professional photography done. But as I go through, some of these pictures are good. Some of them, you know, would be fine, like the bedrooms. Those are pretty clean. You can tell that the house is well kept, lightly staged, bedrooms in place, and not a lot of clutter, which is nice for a buyer. If you look at picture number 20, though, there is a person in the shot in the mirror, so that really should be cropped out or eliminated from the shot. Also on number 22, it's a little fuzzy. And again, being pretty hard, but this is the kind of things that buyers are looking at when they're scrolling through looking at pictures online. So there's some adjustments that I would make to the photography on this one. But all in all, there's, like I said, we covered availability. This one doesn't have the availability issue. We covered location. We covered condition. The condition looked good. Looks like a solid home. It matches the marketing description that the agent wrote about. We talked about, we did not talk about price. So when I did a search to see where their position as far as price, they're not on the high end, but they're not on the low end. They're kind of priced perhaps slightly above the market, but again, the buyers will determine price. So it usually takes about 2 weeks before we can see the marketing take effect and actually see if the buyers are going to respond with that price. So too early to tell on the price on this one. If you're wondering, you know, what kind of interest, you should always reverse market. So you should go into My Matrix, go to My Listings and Reverse Prospect and check out the interest that you're getting initially in your first 7 days. To do that, if you're online, you're going to go to My Matrix. You're going to click on My Listings. I'm going to check the one of the boxes that I have here in New England Federal Way that I need to change the status on. But I can go in and I can, actually, they're not active. Let's change this to all active. Hang on. There we go. So I check the box next to the listing number, and then I check reverse prospect. And what that's going to show me is all of the active buyers and the agents' names of who they're assigned to. So I have the ability to look and see when they were sent an automatic email. And I should call and text, and I email, and I do a lot of conversation and communication with some of these people because they have interested buyers that match my listing here in Bellevue. So don't forget that you have that option in My Matrix, My Listings, and Reverse Prospecting, especially in your first couple weeks, to see how much interest you have and to follow up with people who may or may not have time to go out and show the property. You may want to take proactive measures and actually contact these people or text them or email them and find out how you can help them get their buyers in to see the property. Okay, let's go to the next listing. And I did cover quite a bit on that one, but that's okay. The other one should go fairly quickly. So I'm going to go into the next one on the list, which is 4724 Mill Pond Drive Southeast, number 704, MLS number 974927. So you can see an example of a listing agent who is one of our top producers, and she still, after 12 days, has not received an offer on this condo. And it's a condo, so, you know, in her, in response to her inquiry, condos take longer on average to sell than residential properties. So, again, to adjust the marketing might be too soon. You might want to see how this plays out and what kind of feedback you're getting from the showings. So as we talk about location, Mill Pond or Lakeland Hills is a very desirable location, great on the schools, awesome location up on the hill in Auburn, and it looks like it's a nice large townhome slash condo. So think about location first, and then you want to think about availability. So it says, please call listing broker to make appointments. Need minimum 2 hours notice. So again, because it's a condo or a townhome and it's not a residential property, it'd be best to try not to, you know, have so much restriction in your showing availability. And I know sometimes it says owner's mother-in-law living in the home. That's probably the reason for the two-hour notice. So I like that the agent wrote that in agent remarks. That makes me feel good. Like, I want to respect that. Lakeland Hills amenities, thank you for showing. Feel free to call with any questions. I would probably eliminate that on the agent remarks and put in some more information about how to structure an offer or perhaps the link to Lakeland Hills Homeowners Association so they can get information about Lakeland Hills for those people that are not new to, you know, new to the area. And then I really do like how she's already opened title and escrow and she specified who she'd like to use. That was good. So I think she's taking advantage of the maximum on the listing broker. Agent remarks, it would be nice if we could change the appointment to actually phone to show and actually, you know, put some remarks. It says need minimum of 2 hours notice. Just by changing the showing information from appointment to actually phone to show, you may have some agents that are very disrespectful, but for the most part, you may open yourself up to more opportunities to get the property sold. So then we move into condition, and condition can easily be seen by scrolling through Mill Pond. So maybe, I mean, that's okay for the second photo, but then that's our third photo. So you may want to think about the money shot. What is the third photo in this house? Where is that? Where are people going to spend most of their time? Might be in that cute little living room. That's beautiful how it's, you know, got staging and it's got, you know, limited furniture, not a lot. When you look at this wall, though, taking down one of these photos may help. You know, just maybe eliminating this kind of shaped photo and keeping it very simple. Less is more when you're actually listing properties. So if people are asking for your staging or advice, take down one of these. So I take down about half of the photos. So if you're going to keep staging and you want to look less lived in, you got to take some of the stuff down. So that hexagon could probably go. Same thing in this room. If there was a space, a storage facility to take out half of this furniture in here, that would be better. Also, a trick of the trade for stagers is that instead of having all of these chairs around this table, you only have 4 chairs around the table and shrink that down, even though there's places for more people to sit. The less chairs you have in a space, the bigger the room seems. So that's another tip to the trade. Again, pictures look okay. I don't think they're horrible pictures. I think that, you know, it does show the place, but maybe the placement of where you place the photos would be important to do, is just rearrange where they're placed. So those are some things to think about. Also, talking about condition, I wanted, you know, you read the remarks, and that makes me want to go check it out. You finally found that fabulous home with style, style, style. She's put some exclamation points and bolded a few things that are important, and that could work for some people. It also could turn some people off. So be careful with your exclamation points and your bolding, because sometimes people like that, others do not. One of a handful of the largest units in Mill Pond, the first 2 sentences is pretty much describing either why they should buy your property. And then it talks about the U-shaped kitchen, eating bar. So I really get a sense by reading this, you know, how it's laid out, but what's going to make me buy this one over something else? Because there's limited supply in Mill Pond, perhaps, because it's an end unit, perhaps. So I think she's done an okay job. Obviously, there's always room for improvement with marketing remarks. I'm not even the best at that. But look at the last line. That needs to be switched tonight. Enjoy local trials and parks. So we all get a good laugh once in a while. And people get busy, but sometimes that's the first thing you should just double check when you actually put it live, is change enjoy local trials to trails. I think that's what she was trying to say. Okay, so that's that. And then price, when you're looking in that price range, $224, what I like to do sometimes is obviously set up an advanced, you know, like a special search so you can see properties and when they come on the market. But if I look at anything active or pending around that MLS number, and I'm just doing it real quick, just looking a quarter mile and just seeing what's going on the last, you know, little bit, I can see that in this particular area there isn't very much inventory. So it may come down to just waiting for the price, you know, waiting to get the price down to the sweet spot, or enough buyers to come through based on the marketing that you're doing. And we do a ton of marketing. And I know Cheryl spends money on Zillow to market, and she claims her listings on Zillow so that she gets credit for them. So that alone is bringing a lot of eyeballs to her listing. But you may want to consider watching her hits and following up, like we talked about with the reverse prospecting. So there's another Mill Pond. You'd see the difference between hers and this particular Lakeland Hills. So they dropped their price to $209. This one's $215, dropped from $220, and it's been on the market for 8 days. So, again, you got to watch the marketplace. When your competition is dropping, sometimes you may have to remarket or redo your listing as well. Here's another one for $215. Now, ours might be in better shape than these, but when the competition starts to drop to $215, we need to understand why and then adjust our marketing to address that. Buyers may be willing to spend more if it has, you know, more updates, more upgrades, newer carpet, things like that, but we also need to adjust our marketing remarks to reflect that. So that's the thing I see with that listing. Let's go to the next one. So I've got one in Mukilteo here. It's MLS number 971321. So when we talk about availability and location, we still see in the remarks, please text or call listing broker with 1 hour notice to show. This one is done with, I believe, appointment and owner call first. So just by eliminating appointment only and going owner call first, that could help this particular agent get more interest in the property. They have duplicated the listing as 973032, so they have gone ahead and done what we talked about earlier with being in another area number. in Mukilteo and Everett, that's actually a very good strategy. They did do a price drop, and I do see a finger in the picture. So you may want to change out your front photo. There's a little finger right here in the left corner. This one is 16 photos. You have the ability to go up to 25 photos, so you may want to throw some more photos in. But as you can see, the photos look dark. When I'm looking at my screen here, the photos look dark, and I think they could be lightened up. One of the strategies that I use if I'm taking my photos or having a professional come in is we open all of the blinds so that the light comes through and it seems brighter when the actual shots are taken. So that's something that could have been done. This is to show kind of the laundry loft area, I think. Blinds all the way up and windows open would show a bigger bedroom. Bathroom is a bathroom, but even the clutter on the side here on the counter should have gone before the photo was taken. Another picture of the bedroom, it seems dark, but that's because they've got the dark furniture and the light. And again, I can tell it was probably not a professional that had taken it because of the lighting and the windows should have captured more. Again, same thing for the photos. If you're going to meet your photographer or take the photos, just go in and just take the stuff off the counter, move it to another room, and move it back. I mean, ultimately what we're trying to do is showcase with pictures and get people excited about taking a look at the property. And we don't want to see personal, you know, a couple little things might not be bad, but this is a little too much on that counter. It looks like a small bathroom when you do something like that. Office, you really can't do much with the office, but even just taking the calendar down would have been helpful. It would have seemed bigger in the picture. And as we go through, that to me looks like the money shot right there. Beautiful kitchen, open, has a nice little peninsula that pops out. Great photo, and very light-filled. So that would maybe need to be moved up to like the second, third, fourth, fifth photo. Same thing here. Somehow lighting needs to be addressed, and not sure about that photo. It says deck. I don't know what that means. I'll guess it's small. So something like this, you know, you got like four or five pictures of the deck. Might be better to take a picture of the park nearby or something like that at the end. Since the backyard is so small, may want to go down. I think this property has a nearby park, and you may want to go ahead and do that. While I'm on photos, a lot of you guys aren't taking advantage of the additional remarks that you can place below the photos. I don't know if you knew that when you input listings and when you put the photos up, you have the ability to talk more. You're all limited with the marketing remarks, but this is your opportunity to really discuss the property in detail as if you were showing it. And they don't limit you too much on the word count below the photos. So you can go in and talk more about each of these photos by adding some remarks below the photos. That actually helps, and you'll see the difference when you see listings that have been properly marketed. They've taken full advantage of every space to make comments about the property. So do your seller a favor and actually tell more about each photo by editing each photo as you import it. Take some time, but it's well worth the time invested to get the right buyer. Okay, let's go to the next one. And we're almost wrapped up here, so this is perfect timing. This is MLS number 960995. This is another example of a listing that's been on the market. We're now at 49 days on the market. This property was listed at 375. They dropped to 369. So it looks like we're going with the price adjustments at this point in time. It's in Seattle, so that's a very good area of Seattle. And Burien sells really well. That market's moving. So then you start asking yourself, what can we do differently? The location looks to be good. The availability, ooh, that one probably gets dinged a little bit because it's appointment only, weekday 2 to 9 p.m., weekend after 9 a.m. This is a conversation that you want to have with your sellers that by limiting the amount of showings that can take place, it looks like there's a tenant in the lower level month to month wanting to stay. I mean, maybe we keep the tenant in the lower level, take some really good photographs, and then the other place we make more available so people can get in there to see it. But I would say that availability is a challenge with this listing. The other part on this one is that the remarks could be updated. I'd say anytime you do a price reduction, like we talked about the very first listing, always, when you do a price reduction, change the front photo and also change the first line or two of your marketing remarks. Just give it a fresh approach. As we go through the pictures, I would say also this one looks like it was taken out of a car window because there's some black corner thing here. So definitely needs a new front photo. I would probably close the little door, the gate here on this other unit. And I don't know if you can take anything off here on this line. I think it's stuck there, but who knows. But definitely a new front photo would be helpful. There's only 5 photos, so more photos would be better. And just a picture of the cabinet, probably want to show more of the house than just the cabinetry. When you go into the bathrooms, you know, you don't want to look down. You want to actually show more of the space. And here's another one. I guess this is the unit. I don't know until I tour it. So, again, make it easy on those buyer's agents. Do some comments down below the photos, and you'd be surprised at how much more attention you get to your listings. I think the problem with this one could be price, but also could be availability, quite frankly, on having it be so appointment-driven, and there's tenants and things like that that have to coordinate with. And maybe you change up the remarks. Nice split level with MIL rental income. Instead of saying that, come up with some other phrase to get, you know, this is an investment property. Something that would get people excited about it. So upper level will have 2 bedrooms, 1 bath. Lower level has 2 bedroom, 1 bath, renting for $750. That might be a better way to, you know, investor special, something that gets, you know, really, you know, you're really excited about that. Less than a block to play in the park, brand new Safeway and bus stop. Some of those things are important to put maybe at the beginning rather than at the end of your marketing remarks. So again, by reworking the marketing remarks, new photos, and adjusting the availability of the property for showings might help this agent get this one done. The last one we'll talk about is this one in Interlake Avenue North, 635. And when you look at this one, this also has some challenges in availability. So as you can see from this, you know, we look at all of our listings, we screen through a bunch of them, and the reason why we selected some of these is just to show some things for you guys. And this is a testament to you that you need to make sure when you're talking with your sellers that you explain the importance of making sure their property is available and ready to go so you can maximize the amount of buyers that can tour through the property to get them the highest price. Also in the agent remarks, you know, allow 24 hours, listing agents related, listing agents out of the country, current tenant's lease ends at 9:30, so it may have been better to wait until the current tenant's lease before putting this back on the market. If you look at the market history, you can see the market history that this was listed last year, and they drop. So agents see this kind of information. So they know that you put it back on the market at 635, and they may use that to negotiate with you. So what did you do between now and last year to actually improve upon the property or improve upon the marketing? Number one, probably need some pictures, some different pictures. I think these are the same photos from last year. Staging would help. We do have stagers that I can recommend that might help in getting this staged so that you can visualize what it's going to be or how it's going to look. Pictures look okay. This one is just of the backyard, but you can almost see that there's some sort of film or something here or a screen. If we're trying to show the back patio, we want to do it a little bit differently, show the view. Bathroom looks pretty clean, but we're missing light bulbs in this picture. Always good to have light bulbs. That makes it seem brighter and lighter. So as I go through the property with the client, toilet seat goes down, light bulbs and everything, even if I have extra light bulbs in my car and we pop some light bulbs in. So you may want to think about that when you're listing a lot of properties. Toilet seats always go down, though, for pictures. The space is kind of an interesting space, but not sure. In this picture, it's very dark. This could be lightened up. It's easy photo editing software, and there's only 9-10 photos. So it really doesn't show me all the 2,600 square feet, and I know that there's a tenant living there, but perhaps the tenant will allow us to come back in and take some new photos and get this remarketed correctly. so far, I mean, you guys did a pretty good job of actually writing, making sure the inputting is done correctly. But hopefully tonight you got some ideas on changing photos, discussing reverse prospecting, talking about area numbers, remarks, utilizing the word count, and writing remarks on each of the photos, and not saying things in the remarks that will rule something out for a client. Front photo being very important, and the placement of the photos also becoming very important. Also, don't forget with Zillow to claim your listing. You should have a free Zillow account at this point in time, especially these five agents. If you don't claim your listing, I am claiming it for you so that we get the exposure that we need on Zillow. So be sure you're claiming your listings. If you don't know how, let me know. I'll be happy to share with you how to do that. And that's it for tonight. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll talk again next month, same time and same day. So if you want to book it on your calendar for next, it will be in September, the first Wednesday in September, that we'll do this again. Have a good night. Bye.